Welcome back to the Spirit of the Outdoors. And on the phone with us right now is Mr. John Stallone, the marketing director of the Hunting Channel, and also what I consider an expert in deer hunting. John, how in the world are you?
I'm great, Jim.
How's your hunting been this year?
Oh, it's been pretty good. Took a few nice whitetail bucks this year and a couple of nice mule deer. Been a pretty good season. Had a couple of unfortunate incidents. Unfortunately, gut shot a 180-inch mule deer here the first week of January, and I made a rookie mistake and went after him a little too soon and pushed him out of the country. So it happens to all of us, and I've been sick about it ever since. But otherwise, it's been a pretty good year for me.
How's the growth of the Hunting Channel been? Are you guys still growing like a weed?
Well, yeah, actually, it's kind of been a long, hard road here in the last year and a half. We've been trying to develop the new site, the Hunting Channel 2.0, if you will, and what was supposed to take about 4 to 5 months to design and implement has taken about 17 months. So we're very close. Matter of fact, just before I got on the phone with you, I was on a conference call with the developers and stuff, and we're getting very close here. It's going to be very exciting, a lot of new features, especially the Hunting University, which is going to have a lot of interesting and useful information for people. We're going to have several different online courses. We're going to have a lot of big names teaching those courses.
Right.
I don't want to drop any names right now, but we're going to have some real well-known people out there teaching these courses, and it's going to be real great. It's going to be from anybody from beginner to expert who's going to be able to draw something from this section. And as always, we're always increasing our database of retailers and guides and whatnot for the section of the Hunting Channel that we is basically like AAA for hunters.
Right.
As a member, you're able to save money on going on guided hunts and buying gear from all our preferred outfitters and stuff. So we're continuing to grow this database to, you know, get more and more for our members.
I enjoy everything you all always do. I always learn something brand new, and that's what really makes me love a website, when I pull it up and I learn something brand new from that website. That's what I really like about the Hunting Channel.
Well, that's what we're aiming for, and whatever we did in the past is going to be 100 times better this time around, because it's so much more sophisticated and useful.
Now, are you guys still on TV with some of your TV spots, or how's that been going?
Well, we're in the off season right now for our TV stuff. The Hunting Channel's Tip of the Week is going to resurface here, and I want to say it's either going to be first part of March or first part of April. We'll start airing those again, and you'll be able to catch that on the Sportsman's Channel every week. And I think we might go for the full year. Typically, we've only done half a year in the past, so now we're gonna go for a full year, I think, starting sometime in April.
One thing about those tips, if you've got any questions about some of the integral parts about your deer hunting, those tips usually cover just about the most important things that keeps a hunter safe or keeps him productive in getting his game, or something that you could teach your kids. That's what I like about those tips.
Thank you. I mean, that's what we're aiming for. Most people in the industry, and you know as well as I do, the industry's ran on sponsorship money, and most people are just giving a tip. They're really just trying to sell you something. And what we really aim to do is to really get information that people ask for. We put polls out all the time.
Uh-huh.
Find out what people want to know, and that's where those tips are derived from. And that's pretty much where everything on the Hunting University is derived from people asking questions and we finding the answers to those questions for you.
Something that's been really important to me this year, and I didn't, you know, it's one of those things where at the beginning of the year you don't even realize it's going to be that important to you, but tree stand safety has become very important to me, and I've read a lot about it, about what a lot of other people have had to say about tree stands. I've got a friend that fell out of a tree stand, broke his back and leg. Bad stuff. You're excited. You're going out there. You're going hunting. And, boy, that ruins your entire season. And then several weeks ago, a man was out hunting, and he apparently dropped his rifle. And when his rifle hit, it hit on the butt of the rifle. it went off. The bullet came up through the tree stand, shot him and killed him. Those happened early in our season this year. And, man, I just really started getting into tree stand safety and reading about them, because you're going out there to have a lot of fun, and the next thing you know, your life is over. You better have your heart in the right place, because you never know when the good Lord's going to take you home.
Tree stand safety is very important. It's something that we haven't touched on a whole bunch yet on the Hunting Channel, and we plan on doing some stuff on it this year. And really, honestly, when you buy a safety vest or you buy a tree stand, TMA is very good about putting in DVDs and stuff like that, and they've gone a long way to make them a little bit more interesting to watch. And I really just suggest people, when they buy a tree stand, watch that DVD that comes with it. It really gives you a bunch of information on how to be safe, especially specific to that product. And they're not as boring to watch as they used to be back in the day, and it's not as bad as, you know, reading the instructions off of a piece of paper. So take the time, take the 20 minutes, whatever, watch that, and really just put the time in, the extra couple of minutes it takes to be safe when you're out there in the field.
One thing about it is, it seems like the older I get, yeah, I want to go out there and have a lot of fun, whether I'm deer hunting or duck hunting or turkey hunting or fishing or whatever it is. But also, I'm more aware of my surroundings, and I'm more aware of the right steps to take, the right places to walk and all that kind of stuff, because I don't want to be injured. I don't want to ruin everybody else's fun who might be with me. I want to make sure we have a safe trip, a fun trip, and everybody gets to enjoy the outing in the outdoors.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, now, I know you've also wrote a couple books. I think it's two, isn't it, or is it more than that?
I've written three books, two right now that we still have out on the market, actually just coming, re-releasing them as e-books on the market. And we're actually going to set you up on your website so you're going to be able to sell them from your website.
Right.
The book that we just got done and has gotten a bestseller's review from Hunting Books Pro is The Whitetail Hunter's Blueprint. The book is just what it says, to create a blueprint, a system, if you will, for whitetail hunters. That way they can incorporate this system into their normal, you know, hunting routine and develop a system that's going to help them score bucks every year. We've kind of put it to the test. The book has been 3 years in the making, and the reason why is not so much the information that was going into it as testing the system out in the field. And we have gone to basically 20 different states on public land and harvested a deer using the system. And that's why the book has a claim of learn how to locate, pattern, and harvest bucks anywhere in North America. We've kind of done that. We've done the agricultural, the big woods bucks, the desert deer, and prairie, and so on and so forth. And we kind of taken it to a bunch of different regions and ecosystems and have applied the system to those areas, and we have been successful.
Something you said that's really important with me, that really stuck to me really fast when you said it, public lands.
Right.
You went and did this on public lands. In other words, anybody who reads this book, who basically follows the patterns of the books or what you're trying to teach them, you don't have to have a private land to do it on. You can go to the public land and use your skills that you've learned. Am I correct?
Right. Absolutely. Thing about public land is, and we go over this in the book, is you're sharing it with everybody else. You got to learn how to take that situation and then make it work for you and be able to get away from the crowds and get away from the masses and so on and so forth. We actually give a money back guarantee on the book now that says if you don't learn at least one thing that you could apply to your repertoire, we'll give you your money back in 30 days.
That is a broad money back guarantee. It's not that if you don't like the entire thing, if there's one thing in there you don't like, you get your money back. Y'all are pretty confident in that book then.
Yeah, we are. We try to write it in a manner that everybody can understand, grasp, and utilize.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of guys out there that are far better whitetail hunter or, you know, deer hunter than I am. And a lot of guys out there that have forgotten more than I even know. But one thing that I pride myself on is my ability to teach. And a lot of guys that are excellent deer hunters aren't necessarily great teachers. So we really gear the book on being a great teaching tool.
Whenever you get a book like that, at first you may not understand it, but at least it helps me. If I read a chapter and I kind of understand it, but yet there's some points I didn't get, it helps to go back and read over that chapter again. And it just kind of opens itself up and makes a lot more sense to you.
Yeah, Absolutely. Yeah. Now we designed it in a way that you would want to be able to just go back and reference things all the time. And again, I'm going to say, you know, it's a system. It's more than just a book full of information. It's a system. I've read probably, I don't know, 20 some odd books on whitetail hunting. And aside from two books that I could think of right now, none of the other books really taught. They're more like, okay, this is kind of what I do to get a big buck, but they didn't really get into how and why that works and so on and so forth. And I'm not going to, you know, throw anybody under the bus, but I remember reading a book that was like, if you want to score big bucks, you need to go where the big bucks are. You know, it's like, okay, that's awesome, but where are they? You know, how do I find them? And, you know, when you throw stuff out like that, I mean, I could write up 20 books like that about 20 different species and not have to be an expert on it. So, and this was from a really well-known hunter, and he's a fantastic deer hunter. He scores big bucks all the time, but it's just, again, going back to not being able to teach or not being able to put together a system that anybody can utilize. Let's just face it. I mean, there's guys that have gifts. You know, you walk in the woods, you just kind of look at the layout of the land and you know where to go. You can feel it. You can see it. You know, there's a lot of sensory involvement going on there where there's guys that have instincts that take them to the right spots.
Yeah, those guys that had the instinct.
They do fantastic, but there's no way for them to say, this is what I do. So this is how you should find out. So what we've done is we've kind of taken that, and we've taken the scientific research that we have, and we've put it into a system of what works. And I think it's a really great teaching tool, and I have no problem standing behind our guarantee on it, because I know that people are going to learn something from it and be able to utilize it in their hunting.
Well, now, John, where can these people get these books?
The only place that you can go right now, and they were selling it at Hunting Books Pro, but that site is down right now, you can go to the whitetailblueprint.com.
Whitetailblueprint.com to find your book.
Right.
Okay.
And if it's not ready to buy right now, and it looks like it is, but if it's not ready to buy right now, check back within a week or so, and it should be ready to go. Right now it's being integrated into the Hunting Channel.
Right.
What we're doing is we're doing a special offer. You buy this book, you're going to get 4 months free on the Hunting Channel.
Right.
As a bonus. And you're also going to get a copy of my other book, which is called The Secrets of Hunting Western Game. And plus, you're going to get a 4-month free membership of the American Association of Hunters, which is what I was describing earlier about the discounts on equipment and outfitters and such. You're basically getting about $80 worth of free stuff along with buying the book. So that's why if it's down right now, it's because they're integrating all those free bonuses in.
Well, that'd be a good deal. And I know you probably got another books in the works. Once you start writing books, I think it kind of gets in your blood and you just do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what our plan is to come up with a blueprint book. We're going to keep with the name, The Blueprint. This year we did the Whitetail Blueprint. Next year I think we're going to release the Elk Blueprint and so on and so forth. And we're just going to go through all the major species in North America. And then we'll see how that goes.
Well, I'll tell you what, John, that will excite me because I want to go elk hunting so bad, but I have absolutely no idea how to do it. So I will be looking for that book.
I've done a lot of elk guiding. I haven't done a whole lot of elk hunting myself just because the amount of, you know, the fact of being drawn. I have two bulls under my belt and about three cows, so three cows that I harvested over the years, but it's been 5 years since I've been drawn myself.
Wow, so, that's something else.
I live in Arizona, so I always put in for my home state because the bulls here are just amazing, but it's really tough even for a resident to get drawn. It's only about 12% chance.
I could attest to the public lands theory that there's bucks there. Now, it was about 12, 14 years ago, I was quail hunting here in Arkansas, and I was on some public land, and I knew where two coveys were, and that's probably the last two coveys in Arkansas. But I was hunting these coveys of quail with my dogs, and I got to going up this stream. And I walked quite a ways back into this thicket of trees that was way back into the field, probably 400, 500 yards. I was getting close to a half mile back there. And I come around the corner of the stream, and there was a washout spot where a bunch of pebbles were and everything. And standing there getting a drink is the most beautiful 12-point deer I ever saw. I just sat down and looked at him, and I guess he heard me, and he looked up at me from getting the drink, and he just stood there, and for the longest time, it seemed like, and it was probably only 5-6 seconds, but it seemed like forever, he just sat there and looked at me. And, of course, I had a shotgun. There wasn't nothing I could do about it, and I had birdshot in it. And then he took off. But that is the biggest buck I've ever seen in my life, and I saw it on public land.
Yep. Oh, there's some big ones out there on public land. It's probably, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, you know, aside from a super, super well-managed ranch that almost, you know, cultivates their deer, you will generally find larger buck in, like, big woods just because of survival of the fittest. Harsh winters and stuff like that and you know, not as much food and predators and so on and so forth. They kind of weed out the weak, so it builds the genetics. But the thing is with that is they're smarter. They know how to elude. They know when hunting season comes. They got it on their calendar.
Yeah, they do.
and that's the problem. I can't say that I've seen larger bucks in public, but I have seen really, 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 really large bucks
on public land.
Public land.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I've had the opportunity to hunt with some amazing outfitters, and so I've hunted some really great private land. Obviously, had the chance to see some really nice bucks on private land as well.
Yeah.
But public land does have some amazing opportunities, and if you're not afraid to get away from the truck and put the work in and the time in, you can definitely score big bucks. I know you guys that consistently take tremendous deer each year on public land. So,
well, I'll tell you what, John, it's been a real thrill talking to you again. I've got some stuff you're helping me on my website, and I want you to know I'm getting all that together for you. I'm going to get it out to you fast as I can. I'm looking forward to getting your book on my website so everybody can go to it and they can purchase your book. It's been a real thrill having you on the radio again. We'll have to have you on here again next season.
I always like to make time for you guys.
All right, and we appreciate it. We'll be back with more Spirit of the Outdoors.